Tonight's chair is sponsored by the Nishmas of Moshe Mordechai ben Tzvi, Chaim ben David, Yehuda ben Chaim, Ido bas Moshe Mordechai. Hashem, it's a schus that we have the Rav from Far Rockaway come give the very chizik before Hanukkah, the time that we could all use chizik. Anybody wants to come join? Some night seder happening here for chavrusas, shiurim, chaburas. So it's takas chus to have the rov come divrei chizik.
Just the Rav Shlita. Hemi. Rabbi Aaron Subar. It's a gewaltige schuss. I want to thank them so much before Hanukkah for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share with you some Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizik, and Divrei Hesoros as we try our utmost with Siyata Deshmaya Merubim Yechedes to be Mechim Kedaboy for the Hanukkah of Bolein Latova Beza Hashem Yisbarach. Beshus Moram Rabbosai, a tremendous Yishkoyach also for coming out. Let's start with the Rambam. Siyata Deshmai, we turn to Rambam in Uchas Chanukah, Perakim Aloch Aleph. And the Rambam, delineating the story for us, begins with Bayesheni Kishemochu Yovan. Gozu Gezerus HaYisrael, Abotelu Dosam, Eloinicha Osam Lasik, the Torah of a Mitzvah. So we have in Megillas Antiochus, Amid Aleph, Lamed Aleph, we know that Yovan targeted both in Miyuchat, specifically Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Milo. And many has been throughout the Sforma Kedoshim. Why, Dafka, did they target these things? But the Rambam encompasses all these in an Indian of what? Botlu Dosom, Laviram Aladas, as we encounter the Nusach Alanisim, Amamshik, the Rambam, Vaitim, Loinicho, Osam Lasik, the Torah of the Mitzvah, they did not allow them to be involved in Torah Mitzvah. So based on our Nusach, and Alanisim, based on what we know from Chazal al-Khari, this says it all, but yet the Rambam goes Vaitar. Continues the Heilige Rambam, Uposhtu Yodom, B'mamonam, U'bibno Sehem. And then, V'nichmas U'l'Heichal, parts of our process, Timu At'aras, V'chulai, as we witness in Shamas Chafala from a base. But here we encounter the Rambam inserting Poshtu Yodom. They outstretched their hand to Hainu, they expressed their Tfisas Yad, their Koach, their Shlita, B'mamonam, in the money of Klai Yisol, U'bibno Sehem, and in their daughters, Rav Shlomo Gansfeed, Kitsa Shokhanok, Simukuflamates, both in Sif Aleph, and again in Sif Gimel, an echo of the earlier Rambam. Poshtu Yodom, B'benos Yisrael. Interessant, everybody speaks in Chanukah about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Milo. Everyone talks about Laviram Adas, everyone highlights how Yovan was, you can stay alive, but we're going to create the new Musar called Mesyavnim, as a Hunter, as Marach, and Pachar Yitzchak, and Chanukah, with regards to every other one of the Dalet Golias. We don't find a Musar, there's no concept that we observe called Mizbavle, or Misparsim, Ach, Verak, Beofen, Miuchat, to Golas Yovan, Mesyavnim, the Hellenists, even from within, you can stay alive, but we want to get you to assimilate, to acculturate, to Greek ideals, theologies, and ideologies, but ask the Rambam, they went after our money. Now, we understand the nation that's Viusan and founded and built on money, on Gashmias. A lot of them are interested in money. Obim no same, but there was a Gezerim Yochedes. Writes the Rambam, writes the Kitzer, Poshtu Yodom, Benos Yisrael, and that's not Meshe Yisrael. They were targeting Benos Yisrael. Akelu, if there's any Mashmos, even the younger maidens. We have a Gemara Ksumstav, give them a base. Kopsula Nises, Tibola Egma Techila, and that's Lachiris Nichlal in this Gezerah of Yovan. Every woman that got married, Tibola Egma Techila, Letavsar Techila. Rashi brings it in Afri Haibi Yosu Nesla, Sugya. And Shabbos, we have Shabbos, Megillah, Erchim, Mechulei, Arim Sochim, Avin, Hoi, V'yosun Eis. According to many Rishonim, they were in the same Sakana, but not just on the same Sakana. We witness over here a Gezerim Yuchedis that targeted specifically Poshtu Yedeim, Bivinosi So, Bivinoseim. What were they interested in? Why did they go Medavka specifically after the Neshei, after the Bivinosi Soil? That's Kasha number one. Another kasha that Lechera relates, we find a Hadgoshim Yochedes, a very serious, specific emphasis on the Indian, the Musig of Bonin. We find Rav Huna's famous statement in Shabbos Chof Gimel Beis, Haroga Baner, Havion Leib Bonim Tamina Chachombe. Why this chart? Tell me, Haroga Baner, Hazor Baner, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Machlekes Rashi, Ravina Chanan, all the Rishonim are getting to the fray at the end of the day. What's the schar? Not that you're going to be a Tamachochom, El one, the spotlight is turned, Bedavka on the next generation. Haroga Baner, Fiazor, Havion Leib Bonim Tamicham, why Dafka Bonim? Why, when we open up a most sword, do we witness Bnei Bina Yemei Shona, Dafka Bnei Bina? Let's turn to the Nusach HaLanisim, Chalik of Yachkav, Bo Vanecha, Vanecha. Interesting the terminology. Tell me, Yachkav, Bo, Levir Beisach, Yachkav, Bo Vanecha, Levir Beisach. And we can't ignore Gematria, Chalik is Gematria 89, Gematria Taf, Taf, Test, Fay, 89, Chalik 89. What's the sitting on the bottom? So again, B'nai Fina, Achkav Bo Vanecha, Taf, Gematria Chalikah. How long are we having laid bottom to the Chawai Taf Gabonim? Why are we focusing on Bonim Chanukah time? Then, of course, we meet up with the Halege Megala Mukos. Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro writes in his Megala Mukos, Yosef Hatzalik is Keneged Chanukah. Now, that needs to be him. Why Davke Yosef? Now, we have a famous Torah, Nuchos HaShchodesh, and Orchayim, Tzimtof Yudzayin. The Torah writes in the name of his brother that the three of us correspond to the three regalim. The Vilna Gaon as well discusses it. Adurus, Liyom, Adur, Tzilisa, Parshas, Bolik, the Shein, Shmuel, the Sfas Emes, Rav Tzolak, all them, the Emre Emes, they all talk about how the three regalim correlate accordingly to the Abbas HaKadosh, and Brochus, Tzayim, and Beis, and Hikorin Abbas, Elder, the Shlosha. Three of us, three regalim. Avram Avinu, the way most of the Meforshim match them up. Avram is Keneged Pesach. Yitzchak is Keneged Shavuos. Yaakov is Keneged Sukkos. Different reasons, different psukim are cited. When it comes to the Sholosh Regalim, three of us, three regalim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And what about the Yotav Mirabonon of Achanakah? Hazok of Megalamukas, Yosef is Keneged Chanukah. Why not get Yosef Keneged Chanukah? Had certainly the Bar Gadol of Eid and Mikra, but which Parshios always form the Rekha, always provide the backdrop for the Nase of Chanukah? Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshios Mikates, perhaps Vayeshev, Vayeshev, and Mikates. Again, who's the protagonist? Who's the individual occupying center stage? Not other than Yosef Hatzadik. Say Yosef Hatzadik is Chanukah. Why is Yosef Hatzadik Chanukah? That also is Ton Beer. It beckons our scrutiny. Dafke Yosef Hatzalik, I had so many shifts they called the shift of Yisrael. Yosef Hatzalik is Chanukah. So, Siyat and Ishmael, let's turn to where Rav Hunder. Rav Hunder Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Bolin, and the Machaber Mephorsim of the Gemaldigas form Sidrik Pachan Yitzchak. He writes in a number of places, Pachan Yitzchak and Pesach, Hamaimer Memtes. Chanukah, Maimer, Hey, Sukkos, Maimer, Yibay, several places in Rishima Slave as well. We have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gimel Avos. If they're called Avos of Kavunah, that means that they represented, they highlighted a Nekuna HaMuchodesh, some new Ascholim, some new Nekuna Ascholim. They're not the Toldo, they're not. So what was the new Hischachis of Avram Vino? Avram Vino, Kayadua, Chagiga, Dav Gimel, Malavos, Tchilu, Legerim. Avram Vino was the first Ger. Hey, therefore, brachas chol vavam and beis, rama milchas melachim prakteso lachalit, tefilas alvas tikno, avram is mesakin shacharis. Why shacharis? A conjugation of shachar. Shachar, daybreak, the sun comes up in the morning, avram vina, mezorach hashemesh. He is tchilu legerim, he's the first ger, right? Shafunah bachar yitzik and sukkas and minor beis. Why do the Eivishter add, hey, bedavka, up to the respective names of Avraham and Sarah? We have the gemara menachos chaptes and aveis, kibakashim to olamim. Olam haba created with the Yosef, the only letter in the Chuppah is Yosef, so the Alabase explains the Maral of Chudash Yagomis, Barakos 29, because the Yud hovers above the line. It's the smallest letter, it's Machinas Machshava. It represents Olam Haba, it's a mere spillage of a job of ink on a piece of paper. The only one of the 22 letters of the Alephase, it's floating above in Shemayim. That's the Os Yud. And what happens when you take the Yud and you bring it down, and then you attach it to the Dalet Ruach HaSolom, the seer of the juxtaposition of the Yud to a Dalet is the Os Hei. Os Hei is Olam Haza, Ish and Isha. And so the Yudayim and Aleph, Ish and Ish, but what the man gets the Yud, he is Olam Haba, he's Machshava, he's Mitzuva, Talat Torah, Torah, Shema Peh. The woman is not Kedushin, Chavtes, Erme, she is Olam Haza. She gets the hay, take the yud, it forms the leg of the hay, you attach it, your nispasha, you disseminate ruchnius into the dalet ruach hasolam, that's the tzur of the hay, mamela, that belongs as part of the isha. Keep it kosher. Tzur olam, Avram Avinu is gershin iskari, kikotchen oladami, we witness five times in chas, psachum chabez uchoy, and we have many gemaras all about gershin, all the sugis and yavamas ger, he's a new ger, he's a new bria chadosha, and also kabinu, he gets a hay, it's a new haskola, it's a new bechin of olam hazab, he maram, the shtil Avram, the gods of eld was created, was kidai achbarak for Avram Avinu, he's tchila the gerim, he's chakra, it's a new beginning. And that's Avram Avinu. That's his Haskalah. And what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is the first one who is Kodesh Mirechet. Avram is born to a Terech and Babamasa, Tzari Alef, and Manafa, Maslev, Askarnevo. And Mashek and Yitzchak is born to Avosenu, Akadoshim, to Avram Avinu, to Sari Meno. He's the first one who's Kodesh Mirech, Ma'ayin, he's Nimul Ashmoina. He's the first one to get a Bismillah on day number 8. That's Yitzchak. He is number 8. He's Yitzchak. He doesn't laugh anywhere. You never find anywhere in Tanakh that he's laughing. He's named Al Shem, the Tzchak of his parents. When is he going to laugh? Only in the future. Asimoli Sechop. When Oz, Aleph Zion, 8, Lamayim Manateva, Shabbos, Peites, and Reis, who saves Klai, so lost a little Dafke, Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Osios, Kate, Schai, Tikkun, Izor, Tikkun, Chavor, he's living in this monarchate, Yitzchak, Ozzy, Mole, Brokos, Laman, Aleph, Laman, Aleph, Rabbi Yechim, Shushim, Shushim, Nechaim, Yim, Shachor, Beis, Amikdosh, also the older Lamali, Piv, Schok, Biel, Amaz, Shnim, Ozzy, Mole, Sechopino, that's when Yitzchak laughs, Kate, Schai, he's living in this monarchate, no coincidence, the Ramami, Panar, Isaac, Gagul, and Shabbos, Yitzchak was this guy, Pinchas, Yitzchak 208, Pinchas 208, and who is Pinchas? Tanya and Asura Seal, the Radak, Rabbein of Machai, Rabbi Yechon and the Yaakov Shimoni, Pinchas Uliel Novi, Pinchas Uliel Novi, who brings us to the Zmana case? That's Yitzchak, that's Kate's Chai, that's Yitzchak, the one who's going to laugh in the future. The first Remez writes from Ami Pano, Sarah Mora, Samai Mere Kochai, first Remez to Leo Novi, the Pesach Chumash, the end of Ayira, Vayikach Hasa'ayil. Who took over for Yitzchak on the Mizbeach? Ha'ayil, Osios Eliyah. Malachi Perakim Apostle Chav Gimel, Hine Anochi Shalach Lachem, Es Eliyah Hanavi, Lifnei Be'yom Hashem. He's already rumored for Shasna Kate, he was the Hemshech of Yitzchak, the one who's going to take us to the Zman HaKates. That's Osi Moli, that's when he laughs, that's the Koach of Yitzchak. And what is Yaakov, Shteit Vayin Rabbah, he's Mitosu Shlema. Avram had a Yitzchak, Kibi Yitzchak Yavar Lachazer, but he also had a Yishmael. Yitzchak has a Yaakov, but he also has an Esav, comes along Yaakov, and he brings the shame Yisrael down to the veld. Avram, my neighbor, Smiler, Ramban, and Amar, might have introduced the Alavdi Musa, give Yisrael, but who manifested it down in the Olam Asi, in the Olam Amaisa? Who bought Yisrael? Who was named Yisrael? And last week's parasha by Yishlach. And Yaakov, you know, he's Mitoso Shlema. All Yudbeis, Shvatim, all the Yudbeis, Shifti Yisrael, Ve'ikach Me'avnei Hamokom, the president for the Avnei HaChayshem, Kohen Gadol united, Yaakov Avinu unites them, and Yaakov is Mitos Hashem of Ali. They say we have a new halacha. As Sanhedrin, Megdala, and Amalaf, Yisrael, Shechata, Bishechata, Yisrael. Once a year, always a year. That's the Kiddush of Yaakov Avinu. Frek to Funder, but there's one way out. Avram Avinu, it's Tchila the Gerim, he starts out Klai Yisrael, he's a new Marocho within the larger, hysterical larger framework of the world, he starts out Yadus. Yitzchak is Mamshik Edvaiter, Yitzchak takes us to Los Alavo, Yitzchak is Nimo Lashmaina, Abad Yaakov is Mitosha Shlema, once again, always again. And that's it, no matter how lowly we sink, Rachmana Litzlan, no matter how many Averis, Chamuras, Vakalas, we can never be Mafki, we can never approve that lofty status of Hashem Yisrael, that's branded, that choice appellation, that's stamped on each and every one of us. There's no way out except for one way. As someone who is connecting to a Goyish woman, Rachmana Litzlan, as someone married to a Shiksa, Havlad, goes Boser the aim. There's one way to get rid of the shame of souls off the footer. How do you get rid of the shame of soul? Not all you, you can never uproot it from yourself. But you can rob and take away the to shame yourself from your children. If Rachmana Litzlan, you intermarry, you assimilate, you marry a shiksa, and the ensuing offspring are not going to be yidden, so you can't remove the shame yourself from yourself. But chalila v'chas, you can take it away from your children. So there's one breach. Yes, mitoso shleima. Yes, sanedrim emdaladi yisol shachata, vishachata yisolo. But there's one way to take the way to shame yourself from your children. By intermarrying, by assimilating with the goyish avot. So who sealed that lone pierce? Who sealed that lone breach? Hazot the Heidegger of Hugger Zatzal, that was Yosef Hatzadik. And Yosef Hatzadik is the guardian of continuity, if you will, the one who guaranteed to have Sheikhius of God's Klal Yisrael. Yosef with a mice of Asus Potiphar. What did he do? Here he was asked to intermarry, to assimilate, and Yosef musters up the courage, he was machanish to develop this ability to withstand the temptation of Gilei Arias with the Goya Shevel. He brings it into the world. That's Yosef Hatzadik, Shvidin Zor, Makama Dukta, he's called the Tzadik, Soda Lamadrabam and Beis. He is Adas for Yehosef, so he goes from Yosef to one Yehosef, the Tzir of the juxtaposition of the Yud and Hey. He combines the Ruchnis and the Gashmias, he's machanish and the Gashmi of Om Hazeh. Stays away from the Goyish Avelt, he becomes Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik now imbues and grains inside the fabric, the core DNA of Kol Yehudi V'Yehudi inside each and every one of us, and the ability to stem the tides of assimilation, not to want to marry outside the faith, Chalil V'Chas. Oh, what is that Kayach Yosef HaTzadik? Parenthetically, we have the famous Mishnah in Elis, Parakei Mishnah Megimel, V'Yasor Nisyonos Nisasaf Ramavinu. Frank the Chaim Elosh, Rochaim and Ovis of Fanart, Frank from Avram Achi, Avram, the Perkid Avram. What do you mean? So many people also had similar tests to Allah Lacha. So many other people showed the willingness and the readiness to jump into a fiery furnace, to even sacrifice the lives of the children. What was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was Avram Avinu introduced that Koach into the belt. He brought that ability into the world. And Yosef HaTzadik is the Gemalvig HaTzadik who brought the Kaya to not assimilate, to not to intermarry into the other face of the world, to stay frum and stay shtar. Even when you're in Golos, even in the darkness, at the depths of the abyss of all depravity and corruption, perversity that was so replete, that was so prevalent all throughout the Mitzrayim, Zirma Susan Zermasa, to quote Tosis, Philippus, the Onashari, Xuzdav Gimel, and Meshnu Faisima, and they were inundated with Allah's to a taiva, and Yosef could be there in the depths of Mitzrayim, and he could introduce into Klaiyasol, Gavali Gakaya, and not to assimilate, not to intermarry, Zukta Hunder, and that is the Hemshech, he sealed the Nakuda Sahabas of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov said, you're Yisro, you can never take it away from yourself. I think there's a way out. You might rob your children of the shame of soul. Yosef guaranteed that we're not going to intermarry, we're not going to assimilate. Ein Echanami, Brochus Tezayin, amazing, Kor Nevesol of the Shlosha. But we find in Amos and Perkei, we find in Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ben Yaakov, Ephraim. We're finding when Nisyachis to Bnei Yosef, Bnei Ephraim. He was as shifty as that as Kor Lamas. Mitzan Echanaman, he was a shaman like all the other shifty Kor. But Mitzan Shimi, he had a bachinid, he had a spark, and Nekudas because he was Mamshev, the Nekudus Ha'avus of Yaakovina Viter, and therefore Zach the Hunderbach and Yitzchak, and Zach the Satmarov and Debra Yuel, Zach the Slonim Rebbe and Asiva Sholom. And what are we learning this week? By Yishev, Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef, Frank the Rishak and the Gasho. He had more told us than Yosef, he had Shmotim, he had 12 sons. Elowat Pakert, Eilat told us, who guaranteed told us? Who's the one individual who secured our continuity, our Hemshechiyut, who guaranteed that Klai Yisrael is going to be Mamshech Vayter, we're going to go on. Eilat told us, the one who guaranteed told us that Yaakov was Yosef. Mela, we end our Torah last week. We learned from Avadja, Perakel, Posi Yuches, Vahayu, Beis Yaakov, Leish, Beis Yosef, Lahavu, Beis Esav Lakash, the famous Shlok Kodesh, Yaakov is an Esh. Rosh Yitavis, Avon Sholem, the Avon Sholem of Yaakov, burns up the Kash, the Kina and Sina of an Esav. Azoy Shleit and Shlok. But the Esh cannot venture onward without a Lahava, without the tip of the flame. Yaakov, base Yaakov, Esh, but who's the tip of the flame that empowers and enables it to go weiter, to go spread its Koach of Esh? And that's a Lahava. Who's Lahava? Base Yosef Lahava. Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. He's the one who guarantees continuity and Shechius. He gives us a Koach not to marry outside the faith, not to marry, not to assimilate, not to acculturate. That's a Koach of Yosef, a Tzadik, but Meila Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. So now it's very Gishmak. Phineas 90, what did Yavin want? Yavin is all about the Gashmius. Yavin wants to swallow herself. Yavin writes to Maral in their mitzvah. How do you spell Yavin? The name, of course, highlights the essence of anything. Brochus Tavzayin or Beis Minolim Deshmo Gorin. Pneini Pneine HaChasinus the Baal Shem Tov. Your chelek, that's the ikar, is not the guf, it's the neshama. What's the neshama of the neshama? The OCS Pneimius of the word neshama. What's that? Shin Mem Shein. Your name is your core essence. Chudu Sherim. And the beginning of Rachis. Rachis, Pred, Beis, Pesukim, Yates, and Chav. All the names, all the creatures. Shatot Tzodek, he knew how to encapsulate, how to touch up the essence of every creature. He named them. We turn when people call our name because they're highlighting our essence. Yovan, Zok the Maral, is Yud Vav Nun. The only three letters in the alphabet that have no pnim, that have no pnimius. A Yud is just that, a straight line. A Vav is a straight line. A Nun, so fit a straight line. There's no space in alphabet. They all have a space in the middle. Yovan is not about pnimius. They're descendants, they're scions of Yavan, Lekim, the Yepes. And they're empty. It's no space inside. It's just what you see is what you get. It's all the chelek lachitzoni. It's worshipping the gulf, worshipping the body, the Olympics. That's Greece. I just look at the chelek lachitzoni biyosa. There's no pnim. Aramela, what is Yavan? It's the same thing all over again. It's Yud. What's the Vav? It's just a hemshech of the Yud. What's the Nun Sofim? The hemshech of the Vav. Yud Vav Nun, different sizes, but it's the same thing. It's the same line that just keeps going. They're going to go after the solar calendar. What's that? The Shana. The Shana. It's the chaz, it's to review, it's the same thing every single year. It's just the chazor of the solar calendar. Chai is always given a chutz alachem. We live in a mescaret of ischachus, even Israel. What is chayish? Ischachus, the constant lunar cycle, the waxing and waning of the moon, the fluctuations, the growing bigger, the growing smaller. That's ischachus, that's chayish. The guy go after the shana. That's Yavon. That's what you see is what you get. It's the same thing all over again. Not only that, we mentioned Menachos Chavtes of Ezel, the Habas Kvina with Yos Yud, writes the Gro, the Kutei Gro Mitzav Yad. What's the Tachlis of Ria? Writes the Hilig Gro. It's the Yud. What's the Yud? Spell out the Yos Yud. Yud Vav Dalet. Writes the Vilna Gaon. Life began with that Nakuda. That Nakuda is Haskola Machshova. Also the Machshovta to create the room of Midas Adin, the ultimate symptom of the Osios. That's the Yud. That's the only one above the line. That's Olam Haba. What's the Yud? Yud Vav Dalet. Now take Ruchli as being Mamshech et Hala. Stretch the Yud to bring it down to the line. Bring it down to Olam Hazeh. Once you bring Ruchli as Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, now be Nisfashi, promulgate it, disseminate it into the Dalet Ruchas Olam. That's a Yud. Yud Vav Dalet. Different Yom, parenthetically, Yavad Melach is Mashiach Ben David. What's his job? Dalet Vav Yud Dalet. Take everything in the Dalet Ruchas Olam, match it up to the Vav, bring it back to the Yud, the Makor Ruchli, and then bring it back to the Dalet, Dalet Vav Yud Dalet, the opposite of the Yud. And that is the toxicity. What does Yavan do? Yavan is, they're getting it right at the beginning. They're taking Ruchnias and they're bringing Ruchnias down to the world. Yud Vav, but instead of Dalet spreading Ruchnias into the Gatsana, what do they do? Yud Vav, not so fit. They just bury it into the Choymer, into the Arts, into Artsius, into Chorius, into Gashmius. That's Yavan. Mela, what does Yavan want? How do we journey into the Parshios of Chanukah? On the heels, Beitvus, a parsha called Vayishlach. And Vayishlach, what do we read? Perk Lamadala begins, Vatetzi Dina, Vasleya Shalom, Nobili Yaakov, Liros, Bebenos, Aretz. And what happens? She's abducted. What does she do on her? Gevaldik, a level of tzidkis and a dakshiv, a dakas lova, who we'd even talk about the others, a most, the shit they call. But what is the title? What's it alluding to? Ella, what type of interest out the terminology? Is it liros, bibinos, liros, binos, oret? The height of the Torah is already being merames, that on a gevaldik, a level of tzidkis, she went a little too far. Liros, bibinos, are to scrutinize, to look deeply into the binos, oret. Which binos, oret? We encountered them before, the end of Toldos. What did Rivka have against the Benos Chais? Keep Benos Haaretz Hema. Because the daughters of the land. Everybody was a daughter of the land. No, Zok the Nachlas Eliezer from Gateshead. And as Hashemot is the Chelet Beis of Nachlas Eliezer. She was saying, they were Bonos who were Mushka, and Artsius, and Chumrius, and Gashmius. That's the beginning of the Koch of Yovah. Dina goes out, Leros, Bin Benos Arts, to see into the Benos Arts. So what happened? Shechem and Hamor comes along and abducts her and takes her in marriage. It's the first incident. A guy from the outside comes and takes Al Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael. And who takes Abbas? So Shechem. What is Shechem? Explains on Moshe Pirul Gimaldi. The Rosh, of course, the head, the source of the intellect, the source of the Neshama. And Menashe Yisrael Neshechayim is where Neshama is located. That is the Rosh Rishon Leivarim. Then we have the Tzavar. The Tzavar is what? Is the Mokum Achibor, the Ma'avar that connects Ruchnius to the rest of the Tzara Fizi, the Tzara Gashmi, the Gashmi's to Gamesh. What's the Ascholas Binyan Aguf? What's the first part? When you go beyond the neck, the first part you meet up with, when you start the Chelek Aguf, the physical component of man, Shechem, that's the shoulder, that's the beginning of the Binyan Aguf. Explains Moshe Shapiro. Who took Dino? Shechem, the one who's all about Gashmi's. Well, let's say he's Shechem ben Chamor, he's the son of Chamor. Am Adom el Chamor, Gemara Yevamos, Maral, they're a nation. They're rooted in Chumrius, and Artsius, and Gashmius. Nesi Haaretz, not Stam, a Ben Haaretz, he's the Nesi. He's the Nesi of Artsius, of Chumrius, and Gashmius. He's physicality through and through. Shechem ben Chamor, Nesi Haaretz, Hachibi, Chibi, Chavoyah, the snake, oh, reminiscent, the Nochosha Karmoini. Go after Gashmius, go after all of Hazeh. Shechem takes Dinah. And Rahman al-Islam, we know the rest of the story. So who's Masakin that? Phineas Daiti, when we take a look at Chazal, it comes out Kishmak. Because Perkei Olos and Perkei Lamed Ches, all the Shvatim were born with twins except for Yosef and Dinah. What do we know about Yosef and Dinah? Leah originally started producing Yosef. There was a miraculous switch, Rashi, and the way the Arizal learned to charge Sukkim. Parsh Vayetzin, there was a miraculous switch. Yosef turns into Dinah, and Dinah turns into Yosef. Oh, unbelievable switch. The way Targumus of Nazil actually learns is that Yosef went from Leah's Rechem into Rachel, and Dinah went, but either way, you see that there was a miyuchadik connection between Yosef and Dinah, writes the Chidah. And why am I taking Dinah? Why did she go out? Kokubunas Oprima does it. She was a Yatsonis. Where did she get it from? Zog de Chigna. Zog de Yaakov Kamenetsky and Yimsli Yaakov, because she started out as a male. She started as Yosef, then she was turned into Dina. Answered Yaakov Kamenetsky, Lalul Yimstafino. We couldn't say this with the healing of Yaakov. And as Yaakov, why do we find Chazal Yosef was Masal Salasaro? It's a feminine habit. Because he started out as Dina. Dina turns into Yosef. Yosef turns into Dina. Don't go away in the Mikros. That's Geshmak. Adina is taken and Shechem and Hamor wants to marry her. A guy from the outside. Hamzalom Yosef Hatzalim. Who's the next person chronologically? Who's in a similar matzah, a similar situation? He now is in Mitzrayim, he's surrounded by Goyim. And a Goyish woman, a Shiksal, is interested in Yosef, but this time, what does he do? He musters up the courage, the Gavaldik HaKoyches Atzumas. And he says, I'm not going near this woman, Ashes Potifa. She is Keilu about to abduct a Yosef Hatzadik. Every day Chazal say, trying to lure him, trying to seduce him. And who introduced that Kayach Yosef Hatzadik? Now it's Geshmak. Yosef Afini is taking was the tikkun of what Shechem ben Hamor did to Dina. Davka, her counterpart Yosef is going to do what? It's going to be masakin it with a Maisalis Fatigu that introduced that Koach into the world. Staying away from Gashmi, Yosef gives us that Koach. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, where does Yosef Hatzadik get buried? He gets a Shechem Echad Yisrael Ochev. I know that word, Shechem. Shechem and Chamor Gadina. Yosef now gets Shechem Echad Yisrael Ochev. What is that? The city of Shechem was Yosef buried. He's buried in Shechem Gevaldik. A Yosef Hatzadik had habits like Dina. He was there to be masakin Dina, but best yet. Who marries the ensuing offspring of the mice of Shechem and Dinah? Perkei Losar, how did the Rosh tell us? Vayitzel was Asnas. Who is Asnas, the product of Shechem and Chamor and Dinah? And who marries Asnas and other than Yosef, who brings it full circle? After Moshe Wolfson, Pashma Yishlach, and Sitach, and Gishmak, why did the Homiya mice of Dinah take place? Because Yaakov Avinu put Dinah into a box. And one of the last three words of Sefer Bereishis, of Sefer Avos. How do we close Parshas Vayechi? Vayisem ba'oron b'mitzrayim. Yosef was put into a box. The whole mice of Shechem and Chamor took place because Yaakov hides Dinah from Esau. He puts Dinah into a box. Who is Masakin that Yosef? Who gets Shechem Echad? He's the next one in a similar month. Matzav, and here he was standing, summoning up, and the courage, the Yechailas, to vanquish his Yitzhahara. Yosef gets Shechem Echa, he gets put into a box. That's the Tikkun. The Torah is telling me, put into a box. The Yosef Aron of Mitzrayim, the Imagish, that Kufa is the Tikkun of the box that Dina was put into. That's Yosef Vatzali, Phineas, let's go to his name. Back to Vayetzi, we rewind to Parsha Vayetzi. And we find also this Chaposi, but, Vatikush Vayetzi Flamer, why? Yosef Hashem Banache. Who guarantees that's the Etzim Mitzius, the Mahos of Yosef Tzadik as well? Yosef Hashem Banache, let me have another child and another child. Who gave Klaiyasol the ability to perpetuate, told us to guarantee that our offspring, that they're all going to be Yidden, not going to Klaiyah of Yosef. Eilat Thomas Yaakov Yosef. What's his name, his essence? Yosef Hashem Banache. I want another son, and I want another son. So we made on the day of Chavdis. Comes Chanukah time. Yavin is all about Yefes. They're all about an echo of Shechem and Chamor of Chumri Yisrael. What you see is what you get. No Pnim, it's Yud, Vav, Nun. There's no space in the letters. It's the same thing all over again. Yud, Mamshech, Abayt, it's in the Vav to the Nun. And what do they want? They want to get the Benos Yisrael. How are we going to destroy Christ? Well, stay alive. We're going to destroy you spiritually. Based on last week's parsha, Hatzleni Nama Yarochim Yar Esav. The biggest danger is when they come along as Achim. Chidush Yerim. How much Chorban came out of the Neshika that Esav gave in Yaakovinu. Stop Sefer. Vayevak. There's a Vayevak. There's a wrestling match, a fight, and there's an embrace. And the worst is Hatzleni Nama Yarochim when they try to come close. Yavad says, marry, assimilate, acculturate to Misyavim. There's no musuk of assimilation to the Bovil, to Paris and Mandai, Machule. Comes along Yavad. And the Hellenists, and what's that? No, let our sons marry your daughters and vice versa. So there we encounter Ksuvas Dabkeweis, Kopsula, Nisus, Timol, Legro, Techila, Poshtu, Yudea, Bibinos, Yisrael. And what do they write? Let's go to the famous Midrash and Barish, Yisrael, Parsha, Beis, and Osdalin. Choshev Zayava, Shashichu, Enea, they blackened their eyes, they darkened our eyesight. And what do they say? Kisulachem, Akarna, Shor, Develts, Kasha. Why Dabke, Karna, Shor, what Shaykh, Karna, Shor? Who is the Shor? How we know what the shore is? The Chor Shor Hanulo Bekani Rei Kondov. That's a symbol of none other than Yosef Hatzadik. Right out on a shore, on a Karen ashore. The Chor Shor Hanulo Bekani Rei Kondov. Shor Karen. Right in the Karen ashore. You think the Koch of Yosef is going to hold you, is going to save you? Right in the Karen ashore, in the Koch of Yosef, you have no Shaykh to Lukei Yisrael. But Yosef instilled and engraved and inculcated us with the Gevaldik Koch that we could withstand the temptation. Thus, he gave us the kayach to have a story of Chanukah. And Ela writes through a dub script to first Shlomo Shabbos Chanukah, Dafayim Gimla Manalev. Chanukah is Gematria 89, Ima Kolel, Gematria Tzadi. Who's the Yosef Tzadi? Yosef HaTzadi with the Heyyadiyah. Sotelam and Roman Vase. Who's the Tzadi? Because Gufa, the Mysaish is Potiphar. Who's called HaTzadi? Yosef. Tzadi, Yosef Tzadi, Gematria yields 90, Ima Kolel, that's 89, that is Chanukah. Yosef HaTzadi, the Parshios of Yosef, Ayushavikes. Always form the Rekha, always form the backdrop of the story of Chanukah. Let's go to the Gemara in Shas. Onzer Sugya. The bottom of Chafal of Umbeis. The Gemara My Chanukah. So Krashia Fanot, Alezadeh Kavua. Right after the story of My Chanukah, what do we venture into? We go to Chafes of Alev. I'm Rabbi Tancha. My Bahabor Reke Mamaya. My Mabel, Banachash and Akurban Nishmal. Yes, if it's out, throw it into the board. Frak the Meshachoch and the Tortamima. And somebody else, what Shaykh is ready to treat the Israel Sinai? Hagufla. After my Chanukah, what do we go to Yosef HaTzadik, that's good, but where we go? He gave us the kayak to have a Chanukah, to not intermarry, to not assimilate, to not acculturate. Right, so many yisoschul, listen to these many yisoschuls, mamar, chotcha, kisit, teis, why rebeis, now let it hang. Can all the Yosef gives a koch by doing what? He was sent down Goshna. He was sent to Goshna. Goshna, Rosh Yitavis, Nisgadol, HaYosho. Yosef HaTzadik is Yosef, Gematria 156. Who was the Melech of Yavon? Melech Yavon, 156. Who was the king of the Greeks? Antiochus, Antiochus likewise. Gematria 156. Hakoheles, Perzayim, Posekidalin, Zelda, Mazal, Solokim. Antiochus, 156. Melech Yavon, 156. And on this side, who was the Kayach Keneged? Yosef HaTzadik uses the call to destroy a Yavon. Yosef, 156, adds the Megala Mukas. And the Bnei Yisrael. Where did the miracle take place? In Yerushalayim, also called Tzion. What do you think the Gematria of Tzion is? Amad, the 156. But it's even better than that. I guess, how do you spell the word seal? Seeing is the juxtaposition of Yavan, Yud Vav Nun, to the Tzadi. You can have the beauty of Yefes of Yavan. Yavdom Kamias, I'm an Altanai, the Yishkin Yolei Shei, you start with the Tzidkis of Yosef. If you start with the prefix of a Tzadi, Avit Tzadik, Yosef Atzadik, then you can piggyback onto the Tzadi, Osios Yud Vav Nun. How do you spell seeing the beauty of Yushalayim, Kedushim of Tesser Beis, Asar Kamen Yofi, Yod of the Olam, and Yushalayim got 9/10 of it? Shalim is, you paint up the source of arts of beauty, but it's the bittul, the achnod, the gashmis to give beauty to the realm of the spiritual, to the Makam HaMikdash, to the Makor HaShkiyah. That's Yosef. The miracle take place in Tzion. How do we have victory in Tzion? Gematria 56, Gematria Yosef. Because we can have the beauty of Yavan, and from the Vatala we subjugate it to the higher realm of the Tzidkos. That's Tzion, that's Tzad Yud Vav Nun. So now it's very gishmak. Yosef HaTzadik gave us that koach. He's mesachin the maisel of Shechem ben Chamor getting Dina. Dina is Dalad Yud Nun Hey. This is separation of the Yud Nun Hey of Olam Haba, of Olam Hazeh, Yud Nun Hey, and of Roshav Tessan of Beis, of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Yosef Alal Yudei the maisel is Potiphar. He undergoes a name change. And what's that? Sotulam involved? Eidus via Hosef Somo. Now that he undergoes the Nisoyan, he has the kayak to reunite the Yud Nun Hey, Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, Ruchnius and Gashmius. So Yud Nun Tartonim, he now has a Hey. Where's the hay? Aegis via Hosef Samodina, the year of the hay was separate. Yosef is misaking it. Brings it a full circle. But what when he marries Osnos, Giveldic? Listen to me, Sosa Maimo Dalla, by Yitano Osnos, this is Gematria 511. How do you get to 511? Chokma is 73. 73 times how many Chokmas are there? Yarus Tabash Chidah, 7 Kale Hamanaira, can I get the 7 Chokmas Acholias, the 7 major wisdoms in the world? Chokma 73 times 70 equals 511, Gematria Yitano Osnos. Who is Canadian? The Menaira. Ben Zakunim. We go to the beginning of the 6th Parshi. Ben Zakunim. Zakrashi. I'll be the target. Ben Zakunim is Barachokim Huley. He's a Chokim. Nobody else. Who's called a Chokim in the pages of Torah like Yosef? Chokim in Oven Kamocha. He's the Chokim. That's what that's Hanukkah. That's Chokim. But better than that. Zakh Rabin Rafaim, one of the Bali Atois, is up to the Sefer Gematrius and the Marashi Leblan. He's called the Ben Zakunim. What's Ben Zakunim? Ben Zion Konim. He's the son of the Zion Konim Hamanoira. Ben Zakunim. Kunim ben Zion Konim. He is by Yitalo Asosis 5:11 Chokma times 7 times the 7 Chokmas 73 times 7 5:11 by Yitalo Asosis. He brings it all full circle. Dafka by marrying Asos the product of Shechem. And you know he's just not getting full circle. She's in a box. He's put in a box. He gives us that Kaya Patiokos 156 Melchiyahu 156 Yosef 156 and Zion 156. When you take the Yom and join it to the Tzadi, Yaakov Kaliyus Yishkam Yom Hashem. That's the chay of Yosef. So how do you need to? If I'm going a little too fast, Tyra's Tyra. You gotta be somebody in my shul. Once a Rabbi Feiner, if you would daven as fast as you speak, and you would speak as slowly as you daven, then we'd be in really good shape. Has no time, has no katzal, lachan uvar. So we have Chanukah, Chanukah Gematria Tav, Yosef Hashem Yimanach is the Kayach of having born in. Eila told us we're guaranteed to Yaakov Aliyah the Yosef. He's the love, he's the tip of the flame. He's what enables the Koch of the Ish to go biter. The Yisod of the Menorah is the Ish. No coincidence, Menorah is Gematria 301, Ish is Gematria 301. The Yisod of the Menorah is the Ish 301, 301. But the Ish can't go biter to the next generation without the Koch of the tip of the flame of the and that is Yosef. That's Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. That's why his name, his essence, is Yosef Shalim Menachem. Maybe the commandment Akash is all full by the wayside. The Yofan, they know what it is. Right in the current Ashur in the Koach of Yosef Medavko. That we're not, you're not going to be able to withstand our Koach of assimilation in the marriage. But no, we do. We hold on to Yosef. To the Koach of the current Ashur. They say they're going to get us. Kofsul Anisis Tabal Agutcha Poshtu Yudeyem Bibbenos Yisrael. Like what? Mamashineko earlier. The way we went at the Chanukah, journeying on the heels of the Pashas Vayishlach of the abduction of Yidei Shechem and Chamor Tevino. That's what they want. Gashmis. They want to merge, fuse us. And we have the Koach to say we're going to go and stay separate. Yosef gives us that ability. And thus Yosef is the only male on Chumash described as well possessing chayin. Rashi brings it about Yitzchak. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yitzchak and Beit. Shekhar chayin to Yosef. Yosef is chayin. What is chayin? Chayez, you could be in this world, but you exude a grace, a charm, an otherworldly favor. Chayez, the morale says, is the juxtaposition of a ches and a nun. What's ches? Lamayla menateva. Shmona usios neshuma. That's ches. That's lamayla menateva, right? The morale in their mitzvah. What's Chanuk all about? Lamayla menateva. And all the nisim are about around the Shemen. What Shemen? Shemen is oil that's south of Gavimai that floats above the world of Teva. 70.78 of the universe's water. 7 seas to 7 skies. 7 notes on the musical scale. 7 colors on the spectrum. Everything is 7. Average person picks the number 1 to 10. Picks the number 7. Takes the average person 7 minutes to fall asleep at night. Average time to randomize a deck of cards. 7. 7 is Teva. 7 is Shiva. Sviva. Chalta. Sata. Satisfaction. Completion. What happens if you eat a little too much? Shemena. Lebaila menat Teva. Shemena. Osios. Shemen. You go beyond the veil. And get a little beast when it mix around the letters, but again, a shoma, that's a chelik, that's rimal. The oil doesn't mix in the water, the oil floats above water. Chanukah is how many days? The only yoda that has 8 days, it's a malam and a temple, writes the maral. Who are the heroes of the story of Chanukah? Chashmonaim, interesting. Ches time shmona. Ches time shmona. Chashmonaim, the malam and a temple. Who takes us to the malam and a temple? Yosef, you could be in this world. And you could be the chokhmah. Who could take the chokhmahs? Hayovon, but Yishkan be all they say. You can take Yovon, but it's got to be Much. You have to be Machniyim about the towards the Tzadi, to the Koach of Tzidkas, to the Ruchnias, the Tzira for the Yud and the Hay. That's Eilatonas Yaakov Yosef. That is the Koach of Yosef. Had to be in Golus, but had to take all the Gashmias and connect it to the Ruchnias. That's Chanukah. Gematria 89. There are Dubskut to Farashlomo. Emakolo. That's the Tzadi. That's the Koach of Yosef Tzadi. So they said we're going to target B'nai Yisrael. We're going to do the Ma'aseh Shechem all over again. Yosef imbues and grains within us. What do we have? We're going to be Magish. The Achikav Bovanecha. B'nei Vina. How long are you going to have Bonim Tamir Chachamim? Ta. Chanukah 89. It's all about the Bonim. And what's another Raya? You can't ignore the Diyak, the Shtek, and Alanisim. Alanisim of Purim. What do we have in Bei Mordechai Vester? We don't go for the whole Gansi Yichus. We don't delineate the whole lineage. Mashenkin in the Katrasi terminology of the Alanisim of Chanukah. But maybe not the Shur Ben Yochanan Koyolah. Might have Gamino. We have to write the Yichus. It's all about the bottom. It's all about the Hemshech. It's the Hemshech HaDairus. From one generation to the other. It started from Earth, from Yoichanan. That's interesting. Yoichanan. How do you spell Yoichanan? When you take Cain and you bring it into Yavin, what does that spell? Yoichanan. Koch of Yoichanan is when you take Osios Cain, the Cain of Yosef, and you bring it into Yavin, then you can have Yoichanan. No coincidence. Twice in Shas, Tuchas Chafam Manalp, Mamitzi, Pedal, and Amanalp. What do you honor of Yoichanan? Honor the Mizor of the Yosef, Kasina. The Lo Shol to Bein Avisha, Davkar Yoichanan, descendant of Hayosef. Lo Shol to Bein Avisha. Interesting. Ayin Ham is not shorter than Yosef. Why? Benos Tzad Ali Shur. The women are looking at him, but he's not looking back. Meaner can you mean the Ayin Ham is not going to be shorter on him? Yovan says we're going to get rid of the Koch of Yosef right in the Keren Hashar. We are Chayshah Hein Achel of Yolakei Shor. We are Chayshah Shichu Einayim. We're going to darken your eyes. Dina went out by opening up her eyes. But Tetzi Dina Lulus Bibenos Aretz Yosef holds back his Chusharia. Maybe no one's kushariya can be shoving on him. There's no ayin hara. That's Pogay and Yosef. It's Arik Ali Ayin, Ali Ayin. Yosef is the tikkun of the Choshech Zayavon. He's the one who guarantees us Yosef Shemli Banachet. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. That's the Megala Mukas Yosef Badavkis Kenegat Chanukah. All these parshios, Kenegat Yosef Atzadik. Where's the first Remes to Chanukah on the pages of Chumash? Writes the Yarab, writes the Matavisha, writes the Shilti, a Geborim. We go to Miketz, and what do we encounter? Utevoach, Tevach, Vehachay. Take the Ches from Tevach and connect it to the word Vachayin, Vav, Hey, Chof, Nun. And what does that spell? Writes the Yarab, the Matavisha, Shilti, Geborim. The Ches of Tevach united with Vachayin spells Chanukah. And the remaining letters equals Gematria 36, the amount of neighbors that we light on Chanukah. First premise is where? Achbarak in conjunction to Yosef HaTzadik. After my Chanukah, what do we do? Balbora gave Maya. The Smichus is Davka Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef is Kenegat Chanukah. He gives us the Koach to withstand the assimilation to the culturation. Yosef was the Chayin who told us how you could be in this world of Galus. But take the Gashmias and know first and foremost that it's Yavdol Kim Liyevus V'yishkan V'yol HaShem. You could be in this world, but have to know first and foremost that all the physicality, all of the Chochmas Oilam is bottom of it has to be utterly subjugated to Chochmas Atayra, all the Zayin Kane Hamanoira, Ben Zakun and Bar Chokim. It's all facing the Nema Ravi connected Chochmas Atayra. That's the Koch of Yosef, that Chochm that he was. Kamash Alam and Beashim Shaver Master Lo, Ben Zakun and Bar Chokim. He was the greatest of Chochm. Why? He took all the Chochmah, but he knew that it was bottom of it all to Ruchnius, to Taira HaKadosha. We're in a world surrounded by Gashmas going
think the Chanukah. Sa'ai, maybe we're not faced with that same Hayetzahar of an assimilation, of acculturation, of a Maisa Shchem and Chamor, of an Ashes Potiphar, but we are faced day in and day out with temptations of Gashmias, of going after the world of the physical, the world of the mundane and the material. Chanukah says, most of the Gematika Kayach of Yosef, even in the darkness of Golos, even surrounded by Gaim on all sides, know that to be Narach Hayeh. You have to be mavdil as atzmacha min hagoyim. And just to close, kayadui of masayr from the Gra, that when it comes to Mechemes Gog and Magog, Mandelbaum brings page 34 of Matzmiach Yeshua, Mechemes Gog and Magog, and who knows North Korea, who knows where this world is going, but we have a masayr of the shame that Vilna Gaon, going back to Chaskal Bramsky, all the way traced back to the Gra, that a third of the world, a third of the people will be destroyed, a third of the people will escape unharmed, a third of the people will be nizik, a third of the world will be nizik. How can you be matzos of the grow if you're an erlich yid? Every erlich yid is going to be saved by Mechemes Gog Magog. What's the taichin erlich yid? It's after Ephraim Weitzman quoting Rav Nosson Meir Vachmogol saying he had a messiah from the Maral Diskin, the Shulay Diskin, the Srafmi Bris. Anyone who is mavdil is atzom and a goyim, that's the definition of an erlich yid. You can be surrounded by goyim, surrounded by the mundane, by the material, by the physical. But to know that we can be a Yosef HaTzadik and raise a Menashe and Ephraim, to know that we can be not just from, but Erlich, through and through, and all Chelkei HaChayim and all Chelkei Avonos Hashem, to be a Yosef, to guarantee that there's a Chinuch, Chanuch of Lashon Chinuch, so this Rasemis, so to B'nai Yisrael. You want to be Mechanech, the Bonin, you want a continuation, you want to bring us to the ultimate goal and the return to the Bayis Shlishi. I have to muster up a davka this time of year, the koch of Yosef HaTzadik, surrounded by goyim, by all the temptations, all the mundane and all the material and the physical, rise up to the challenge, davka for siyata v'shmayim aruba, that we should tap into the gevaldik hakayach of Yosef, to rise above the world of Teva, to connect to the world of Ruchni, to take everything in this world, to be machni and mevatel, to torasinu hakadosha, hatzloch and brocha, freilich and nechtik and chanaka. Thank you so much for coming. I'll go to nachtik, gevaldik Shabbos, and a tremendous yom tov.